16 at Rose Hill.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bit of movement, wide out, attendance climbing in the gates. And we're getting close to action now. In the summertime, when the weather is hot. Locked and loaded for the TAB Epsom. Hot town, summer in the city. And it looks as though we're set. Yes, it's almost summer. We're clear. Racing now. When I met you in the
summer. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One welcome you to Racing HQ. Setting up your race day with interviews, the best form analysts, and the latest TAB markets. For everything on summer racing, your one-stop shop is Racing HQ.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ. For those that are joining us at 7 o'clock, we welcome you to another big Saturday race day, the first day of summer. December 1, we launch into, and we're at Rose Hill for Starlight and Festival Stakes Day. The track this morning has improved into the 5, a soft 5. We've got a nice day coming up, so further improvement. Sean Patterson believing we will get to a 4 at some stage today. A Penno this morning of 5.28 and the rails at 3 metres. The Sky Racing Provincial Spring Series final is on today at Kembla Grange. The track has been rated a heavy 8. Most of it's probably in the 7, but the last 200 metres is being marked as a heavy 8. So that's the story at Kembla. Doomben, we've got a fine and soft track this morning after some watering. They've got 32 degrees on the way in Brisbane, so they did some watering. It'll certainly get back into the good range. Moonee Valley, 31 degrees, and some winds picking up through the day. A good 4, and the rail is true. The Duff's in Perth again for Winterbottom Stakes Day, so we welcome in Ray Thomas. Very delectable. I was going to bring a tie this morning, Ray, and I forgot it, mate. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Well, that mood music at the start's put us right in the right mood for summer racing in Sydney. Beautiful day. Stakes racing back this afternoon on a big 9 event card, and as you mentioned, the $150,000 Sky Racing Provincial Series final at Kembla. That's been a winner, hasn't it, Andrew? That'll be here to stay, that series. Yeah. So really good racing all around. The George Moore at Doomben, looking forward to seeing Victorum back there in the George Moore. And of course, later on this evening, the Group 1 racing continues in Perth with a terrific Winterbottom Stakes. I think the mares might be the ones to beat there, Vidora and Enticing Star.
Yeah, it'll be interesting with Enticing Star, because we saw her the other day suffer her first defeat. There was a lot of mention going into that race with she was in season. She never really showed that zip, but they trialled her in blinkers, and she wears them today, and she looked a bit different with blinkers on in that trial at Lark Hill.
Yeah, look, I'm prepared to give her another chance. Her previous 8 starts, undefeated, very impressive. Vidora, though, the defending champ, and she comes off the Everest where obviously the track conditions didn't suit her. She'll get a firm track today over at Ascot, and on her day we know she's an outstanding mare, so looking forward to that. But as I mentioned, 3 stakes races. First time we've had stakes racing in Sydney since October 20, Andrew, and once again good field sizes, and as we seem to say every week, the 2-year-old opener, so much interest, some really promising youngsters in this race, and looking forward to scratching time's important in particular, Andrew. A couple of these horses that are entered today are also entered for the Max Lees Classic at Newcastle tomorrow, and I was talking to, but in particular, Gary Moore and Peter Snowden late during the week, and they were sort of undecided about which way they go, in particular with Nuclear Summit and also Strasbourg. So scratching deadline important here.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on those. The early scratchings that have come through this morning, race 2 number 11 Rare Episode, race 2 number 11, race 3 number 14 Rev It Up Red Nut, race 3 number 14, and then race 8 number 7 Blue Tycoon is an extra this morning. So we'll keep an eye on those as we get through the next 20 to 25 minutes. We've got plenty of good interviews lined up, and Bjorn Baker is the first of those. Bjorn, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Good to talk to you, mate, and success last night. Well, you were there. These crowds on a Friday night at Canterbury, more than 6,000 there with the food markets, mate. How's the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be involved and have runners, and there's a lot of families there. I had my family there, and the food's great. They've done a really good job to revitalise it, and it definitely got a buzz.
Yeah, good morning, Bjorn. Always helps when you train a winner with Sam O'Dowd. He was good last night. But before we get into your runners at Rose Hill today, can I ask you about another runner that you had, a winner yesterday at Muswellbrook, a first starter, star of Riley. Gee, he was good, Bjorn. And where will we see him next?
Yeah, he was. He showed a lot early. Then last preparation, he never looked like the horse early. But thankfully, this prep he's gone well. And we'll just have a bit of a think about it, see how he comes through, maybe look for a provincial 1200. But he's got a really good pedigree. He's closely related to Bonnie O'Reilly. So I'd like to think he's going to get a bit better with time.
Yeah, no, he's a nice horse. Well, Bjorn, you can put your feet up after track work this morning because you don't open the batting for your stable, at least until the festival stakes at 4:20, where Goodfella's coming off a little break. We haven't seen him since Everest Day on that wet track when he ran third to Stampede, but his form through the spring, apart from the Epsom, was excellent. This looks a nice race for him, Bjorn.
Yeah, it does. He's a bit of an enigma. He's hard to catch, and I think probably the last couple of times he's been in, it's been a bit short for him first up. So I guess he's still got that residual fitness straight to 1500. But if you get good fella, he's very good. But at times he can be quite the opposite.
Yeah.
But he does look well. I think he's got a fair bit of residual fitness, and I think the wide gate's probably a good thing for him. He'll be able to sort of roll forward and put himself handy enough without too much pressure.
Yeah, plenty of speed drawn inside you, but I dare say if you can get across and probably settle first four, he's in the contest then.
Yeah, he is, and he gets in with no weight. A little bit of cut on the track too is always a help for him as well.
Sir Plush is in the Starlight Stakes, Bjorn, and look, impossible to miss his run at Rose Hill last start. Out of a strong form race, Asaurian won it, and look, he hit the line really well first up. This is a tough race, obviously, a good field for the Starlight, but he looks to have come back in terrific order, Sir Plush.
Yeah, he's a good horse on his day, and he gets into this race with no weight. I think he came fifth in this race last year. It was a good run, and he made good ground. He wasn't beaten too far, so a little bit of a tricky gate. We'll just see how the day he's playing, but he'll probably sort of get back and hopefully can finish off well.
And look at his form back in the spring. He ran second to Best of Days, who trained on to win a Group 1 race, and he was only just beaten that day at Randwick. So he's certainly up to this level of racing, Ben.
Yeah, it is. You look back a race like that, I thought he could win that day. My judgment wasn't far off.
Exactly. Down to race 8, and two runners here, Collateral is resuming, and Drakenfels, who comes off that, well, if you backed him at Canterbury last start, it was a horror show. It was one of those days when jockey could do nothing. You can't jump over him, but Bjorn, he was bailed up behind the leader all the way down the straight. He probably should have won Drakenfels.
Yeah, he was really unlucky, and it was a good race for him. And even I think today he's going well. He looks good, but it's just a little bit of a tricky draw. Mm. He's going to may end up a little bit further back than ideal, but he's going well.
He's only had, three runs for you now, Bjorn? Or four now? Four.
Two.
Okay.
Just the two, so
you're getting to
I guess the great thing about Sydney Racing, two runs, and he's paying his way. We haven't got the big one, but he's going well enough.
You're learning about the horse now?
He's pretty straightforward. You get an ex-good Alphan horse, they're always well educated. He's fairly low key.
Fair enough. Collateral resumes, and probably his best form, to be fair, is over further. But a couple of really nice trials. He usually goes well fresh, and a little bit of cut in the ground will suit him.
Yeah, I think so. Last preparation, he never showed anything, and he is a horse with ability. He's got a good gait. I think he can settle midfield today, and if he gets back to his best, he's definitely not out of it.
Okay. And Impavido in the last, resuming off a little break, had a soft trial going into this. How's he coming up for his summer prep?
Yeah, I think he's really well. He looks great. And once again, he's on his day, he's very good. And fresh up over 1500 with that residual fitness, he's not out of it at big odds.
Some good chances this afternoon, Bjorn, after two winners yesterday, one at Muswellbrook, one at Canterbury last night. Let's hope that the stable's winning momentum continues at Rose Hill. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Bjorn Baker joining us there with his runners. You wouldn't believe who's listening to us and where he's listening to us, Ray.
Is it
I've just got a direct message. Yeah. No, it isn't. It's Tony Brazel. Listening to HQ loud and clear in Liverpool, UK.
Wow.
So he's... come on, Tony. What time is it? It's 10 past 8 at night on a Friday night.
Jesus.
And you're on holidays.
It'd be cold over there. It'd be cold over there now, Andrew, this time of year. I was there last year. I had a chance to go through Anfield. Bucket list item ticked. So I will enjoy your break, TB.
Just on that, this is why you bring up Anfield and those sort of places, because long-term, my wife is organising a holiday. How hard is it to get tickets for those places?
You've got to book ahead, but there is tours. This time, when are you going, Andrew?
August of next year.
Oh, perfect time. Before the season starts, you'll have no issue. And if you are a Liverpool supporter, you've got to do that Anfield tour. It is fantastic.
I haven't got one set team in the Premier League, but you just wouldn't mind just going there. It's got history, hasn't it?
It's a great spot. Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. And as a Liverpool supporter, loved the Steve Gerrard room. It was tremendous. But the whole tour is fantastic, Andrew. Make sure you do that.
Might have to do that. All right. Early scratching coming through in the Tab Highway. Nick Anita, who was going to be first up for John Bateman and Brenton Abdullah, was right hard in the market. It's just come out. Race 3, number 4, Nick Anita. No extras in that first race, that two-year-old race that we're keeping an eye on. Want to talk about prize money shortly. It was announced new ones yesterday, but Kim Waugh is online, so we better not hold her up during track work. Morning, dear Kim.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Kim.
And, I've got to ask, the gelded donkey, you even got him on the water walker during the week. What's going on there?
On the treadmill. He goes on himself. He loves it. Has a little bit of a workout.
He's going to line up one day in a city race. You can see it coming, can't you, Andrew?
we're going to surprise everyone one day. We're just going to bring him to the... to the races and see what chaos we can cause.
He's a cult hero boy.
Oh, yeah.
Kim, only one runner at Rose Hill today, but an important runner, Our Century. He's second up into the ATC Cup. Terrific first up in the November handicap. I love the way he just settled in behind the speed that day, peeled off too strong late. No doubt there's further improvement in Our Century, Kim.
Yeah, he's done very well since his last run, and his work was great Tuesday, and then we went back on the course proper again Thursday, and he just cruised around, and, you know, he's really bouncy and very bright. So I couldn't be happier with him at the moment.
He won the Lord Mayor's Cup over the Rose Hill 2000, second up for you last prep, and is he, I dare say, going as well into today's ATC Cup?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's going, you know, just as well as what he was last prep before he got that bit of a bug. But, winning first up, he still had a bit of fitness to come, and he's done very well since. So I just think he's going to be right in the finish again today.
I know he's come to your stable late in his career, Kim, but he's such a lightly raced stayer for an 8-year-old Montsieur. Do you know if there's any reason why he's had such a relatively light career so far?
Well, just, you know, coming from overseas, that they're not like us. They do everything a lot later in life for them, which I think, you know, great. And he only had those few starts over there, and then Lloyd Williams had him here, as you know, and he was very lightly raced here, but I think he might have got a little bit of an injury at one stage and they had to give him a fair spell. But even with that, he's still very lightly raced. For a stayer, especially.
Yeah, it must be exciting for you because he's only had the four starts for you. He's won twice. He's going for his second stakes win today. And he's still a 7-year-old by Northern Hemisphere time. And as I mentioned earlier, by Montsieur, the breed get better with age. So a lot of upside with Our Century, Kim.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, horses don't know, you know, that they're supposed to be over the hill. Like, I think it's just what sort of racing they've had during their career. And if he's a very sound horse. Mm. So, you know, I think that makes a huge difference. And, you know, I think while they're happy and they're healthy, And, you know, they're still winning at 8 and 9 if they've had such a light racing career like he has.
Exactly, yeah, no, and he looks to be in great form. Kim, will you be at Rose Hill or at Kembla Grange this afternoon where you have three really good chances in the provincial series final?
Yeah, no, I'll be at Rose Hill today and the boys are going down to Kembla.
Okay.
But we've got Manhattan Mist. He's drawn awful through barrier 15, but he's going very well. If he has a little bit of luck early and gets a nice run, I think he's going to be so hard to beat. But and the other two I've got is King Hewitt,
yep,
who also handles the heavy, because the track's still very heavy down there.
Yeah, I think, as Andrew mentioned earlier, it was a soft most of the track, but that last 200 metres of the home straight, Kim, it's definitely in the heavy range. So
yes. Well, those two, Manhattan Mist and King Hewitt, do handle a heavy. Motor grade, he doesn't love it, but you know, because the track, they're saying the track is generally better than a heavy, except for that area, so we'll definitely be running him also, and just be nice if we can get in some prize money with the three of them, be great.
Yeah, well, 150,000, it's a terrific concept. First year they've run this provincial spring series, Kim, with some heat sort of based on the provincial championships in the autumn. It seems to be a winner, Kim.
Yeah, it's sort of, we didn't have much notice. They just threw this on as a last minute thing. So it was, you know, something that we didn't really get to plan to get our horses ready for. We just were lucky enough we had these couple of horses up and going at the time. So, but it's a great concept and it's really good for, you know, the provincial trainers. And I think next year you'll find a lot more people will be planning ahead with it.
Yeah, just finally, Kim, Manhattan Mist, probably the pick of your three in the final at Kembla this afternoon. He was terrific winning his heat second up, but there are definite excuses for what happened to him at Randwick a month ago.
Yeah, well, he pulled up a little bit lame behind and he just strained up over his lumbar area, and we had to get the chiropractor and do quite a bit of work with him and give him an easy week. But he did come good, and that's why I trialled him last week, just to top him off for today.
A terrific chance this afternoon. So is our century in the ATC Cup at Rosehill. Kim, thanks for joining us this morning, and a best of luck at both venues.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good on you, Kim. Kim Ward joining us there, going through her runners today. Peter and Paul Snowden have scratched Strasbourg out of the first.
Yep.
Race one, number seven. In race two, Charlaine's just come out, race two, number four. I mentioned Nick and Eater out, race three, number four. Rev It Up, Red Nut, number 14, also an additional this morning. Miravay has just come out of race five. Race five, number four, Miravay, and Blue Tycoon is the other early this morning. Race eight, number seven. Richard Friedman's joining us from Rose Hill. Morning to you, Rich.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm excellent, mate. Caught up with brother Michael yet?
Yeah, I see. I talk to him quite regularly.
Yeah. Well, he's back. He's back and enjoying himself. He's back with Ed and back home where he used to be, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, everything that... The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Exactly. Yeah, good morning, Rich. we missed you on Wednesday night on News Central. How's the throat, mate?
Show went very good.
I had surgery this week on Monday, so it's still a bit sore, but, you know, I think sold a few things.
Okay. You're back on deck next Wednesday night, mate?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, two runners today.
Oh, hang on. Richard, he's being ever so caring, but, gee, he loved it without you last Wednesday. He was in there with Lizzie. Lizzie was in the chair, really hosted it up, and Ray was there with Neil. Oh, they loved it.
No, I'm sure they did. Tell me it was very good.
No. We'll move on from that, Andrew and Rich, and we'll go into the two runners this afternoon. And Richard the Bandit, I know he's been a work in progress, but have you worked him out now?
Well, I think we've worked him out to a degree. He's, you know, he has been a bit of a conundrum for not just me, for, you know, quite a few trainers. Look, I think they're... most of his problems are in his head. Mm-hmm. He gets very anxious about a lot of things, and if you can take that anxiety away from him, then you can get him to work right. And with all things with racehorses, it's never one thing that you're battling. It's it might be caused by one thing, but then a whole lot of other things start to unravel around it. And, you know, once you get them back in the slot, that's what I call it, you know, getting them in the slot where they're working right and they're eating right and they're moving right and all those sort of things, you just got to try and hold them in that slot. And but once something goes wrong, it's not hard to get them out of it again, you know. At this stage, I think he's in the slot. You know, his win last start was good, albeit against, you know, fairly moderate competition, but he did beat them well. So all I can say is the horse, this is going as well as I can have him going at the moment.
And that's an interesting race because at his two previous starts, he was second to Hartlett and Tamarack, and you're clashing with both those stayers this afternoon. But at the Kenzo last start, Richard, he just seemed to relax beautifully, probably for one of the few times in his career. So 9 days between runs, and you think he's maintained that sort of form?
Well, you know, it's hard to know with him because it is all going on in his head. And it's hard to read that. But, you know, I'd say this physically. The last time he met Tamarack and Hartlett, I don't think the horse was truly fit. I think he was getting fit, and I think he was improving with each run. And I think when we backed him up, I think that's the first time we've got into a 2,500-metre race, which is the distance I think suits him best, in truly fit condition. And when they're truly fit, as you notice every week, they do relax more. Yeah. They do, you know, lose that anxiety about racing and it hurting because they're not fit. So, yeah, I think that's where we got him, and I hope he's still there.
Now, I look forward to seeing him. Roman Sun resumes today, Richard, in race 9, and I know his best form's over a middle distance, but he has performed fresh for you previously in the past, and a couple of nice little soft trials going into today's race, Rich.
His work's been very good, Ray. He was a horse that, I don't want to harp on this, but he was always last preparation. I couldn't hold in the slot. It was just one thing. If it wasn't one thing annoying him, it was another thing annoying him. It was just setting off something else, and I just couldn't get him in that zone. But I think he's back in the zone now, so I'm expecting him to run on well. They may be a little slick for him at 1,500 metres at this level. When he previously ran well fresh, it was at a lower level and perhaps a little easier to do it there. At this level, it'll be harder. But he's going, I think, as well as he was when he was winning the prep before last.
It's interesting you say that, Rich, about not being in the slot last autumn, because he won a race at Rosehill, then at the Hawkesbury standalone, really impressively. I know he failed that day at Rosehill as an odds-on favourite, but you're saying you didn't quite have him at his peak during the autumn?
No, I couldn't get him there. He's got a few issues. I mean, he battles a few little soundness issues, and I think the last time we had him 100% was at Hawkesbury when he won impressively. If you go, I've looked at it a million times. I'm sure the punters haven't, but I've gone back and looked at that Rose Hill failure a number of times. He went on the one leg the whole way. Horses need to be able to change legs, and if they're not changing legs, there's something not right with them. And he never changed legs, so that's when we pulled the pin. And we thought we gave him a bit of a break, brought him back for an autumn, for a spring prep. Well, an autumn prep as such, but he hadn't really thrown off that minor injury, and he just couldn't get him in that zone again. So we abandoned the prep, put him out, brought him back again, and this time he appears to be back in the slot again.
Terrific. Look forward to seeing him. Just finally, Rich, you've got a runner at the Kemmermean today, and a horse called Delight. I know it's a step up again for him, but he was pretty good at Bathurst last day. She looks an improving mare.
Yeah, she's improving. I think she has her limitations, and this is a step up. I think she'll appreciate a bit of soft ground, so I'm looking forward to seeing her on that. I think she's competitive in a race like that. But, you know, an each-way chance.
Fair enough. Well, the Bandit and the Roman Sun, we know they're both quality horses. They're ideal horses for some of the good staying races coming up over summer. Hope they run well for you this afternoon, Richard.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Take it easy. I was unaware that you were having that, obviously, on Monday. I'm glad I text you on Tuesday morning. I'm sorry about texting you, but at least he's gone anyway. But I'm glad I text him now, Ray, rather than ringing him on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, no, he's had issues with his throat. You probably noticed right through the spring, Andrew, and he had a little problem about 20 years ago. He was telling me it needed surgery, hence he went into hospital again earlier this week. But he's sounding fit,
he's
hale and hardy again, so...
He certainly does there. Scratching in the Tab Highway, race 3, number 13, Foxy LaBelle has come out. Race 3, number 13. Ray, announced yesterday by Racing New South Wales, increases to non-Tab prize money and Sky 2 meetings. From January 1, the country non-Tabs go to 8,000 from 6, and the Sky 2 races from 10 up to 12. And there could be a little bit more to come over the next week or so regarding prize money around New South Wales, but a great kick to our country people that are listening to us right around our FM network around New South Wales.
Yeah, grassroots racing, certainly Racing New South Wales have invested a lot in it over the last 5 or 6 years. I was thinking about it yesterday, Andrew. In the last, 3 years now, we've had the Country Championship Series introduced. We've had the Kosciuszko introduced this year with $1.3 million. Tab Highways are now up to $75,000 each Saturday in Sydney, and minimum prize money level right across the country sector is at record high. So, look, grassroots level racing in the bush is really thriving at the moment. And trainers, owners, jockeys, they can make a decent living out of racing now. And that helps the reinvestment factor and that helps the participation factor. Hopefully we'll see bigger field sizes right across the board. But good news for country racing. As you hinted, I think there's some further big announcements coming up in the next week or so.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Gerald Ryan's about to join us. Gerald, just before I welcome you, because the person I want to talk to rides regularly for you, we know that Ty England had the fall at Sha Tin last Sunday. Since then, his wife Erin jumped on the plane on Sunday night to fly there, and yesterday they did release just a few words from Erin around how the situation is. I'm just going to read two paragraphs in particular, and then we'll have a chat with Gerald and Ray. This is from Erin. As you were aware, Ty had a fall at Sha Tin on Sunday, following which he remained conscious throughout. He remains in the intensive care unit in a serious but stable condition in the Prince of Wales Hospital in Hong Kong. Whilst the full extent of his injuries are still unknown, we are thankfully able to report there has been no neurological damage. We ask for privacy, respect and patience during this time, and will be forthcoming with information as we receive it. Ty's well-being is paramount, and rest is his first priority. We understand that many people will be in Hong Kong next week for the international meeting, but we ask for our privacy during this difficult time. We have not told our three young children of Ty's condition and respectfully asked that they be kept unaware of what has happened. And actually, on that point, I spoke with the family yesterday to make sure that they were okay, that we were going to read these details, given that Ty's kids are obviously based on the outskirts of Sydney. Our thoughts are certainly with Ty from the whole racing family, the whole team around Australia, wherever they are, that knows Ty. We're certainly thinking of them. And Gerald, as I say, good morning to Gerald Ryan. He rides regularly for you, and we've just got to wish him all the very best.
Yeah, true, Andrew. You know, they're a great family, great couple, and it was very well written, I thought, when I read that last night.
Yeah, it was. That obviously put a... I know that a lot of people have been wondering how he is, and we've got to respect. He underwent an operation, Ray, and we don't know the extent of injuries, and as they've spelled out there, probably neither do they at this stage. We'll just wait for further updates when the family are comfortable.
Yeah, it's very sobering, isn't it, Gerald and Andrew? It's an unnecessary and unfortunate reminder of, I guess, the dangers that jockeys and trackwork riders face every time they're legged into the saddle, Gerald. They deserve every cent they get.
Yeah, true. Of course they do. And, don't go thinking about it, because if you were thinking about it, you wouldn't get on a horse. The same as you were thinking about it, you wouldn't walk across the road. But, you know, Ty, for where he'd come from and what he was doing as a kid and riding those bulls and rodeos and all that, and a little thing like that happened, little thing like that happened last Sunday, and see what it ends up like, you know.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers are with Ty and with his family. Gerald, Rose Hill this afternoon, and the old stage of red excitement. He's just going great guns, and he might be able to dictate terms here in the ATC Cup, Gerald.
Yeah, I would have liked to see him not forced to lead again, but I don't think it's going to happen that way. But he's going good, you know. He's at a stage you can't declare him or say they're this or they're that, you know, when he's at that age. So you just got to go there and hope, you know.
The track's on the improve, Gerald, and potentially could get back into the good four, because if you look at Red Excitement stats, he's won 14 races during this wonderful career of his, but 13 have been on top of the ground.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he's got to look at his form on top of the ground. He's very good. What, you had 44 for 13 wins. You had 15 on soft for one win, but I would be surprised if it didn't get upgraded. Walking on it early this morning, I'll walk on it going home after and see how we end up. Yeah.
You've got a beautiful summer's day for the first day of summer. Pretty warm out there too, so here's hoping the track does continue to improve. Gerald, a lot of interest this afternoon to see your top sprinter deploy resuming. You've given him two barrier trials to prepare for the Starlight Stakes. His trial in Hawkesbury on Monday, I dare say he just went around for a bit of practice just to fine-tune his prep for today.
Yeah, it was just to give him a bit fresh and a bit well, and he's fell off and just give him a trip away from home and probably take the edge off him a little bit. Oh, it's going well, yeah. Going well, you know. It's hard to say he's going to win 1,100 metres first up after 10 months or 41 weeks. So, you know, he's down there. He's as fit as he can be first up without giving him a run, and whatever he does today, he'll improve off it.
Yep. I did hear earlier in the week, Gerald, I know he's had bone chips removed from both fetlocks, hence the long break, but you said physically he looks probably better than he ever has to ploy.
Yeah, true. I reckon he's grown. He looks well. He's not overweight. Looks really good. Yeah, he looks good.
Hard to beat. Magic Alibi, Gerald, legitimate excuses for what happened at Randwick last night on that heavy track?
Yeah, she's no good on the heavy. She's better on top of the ground. She has the best wet track form is here at Rose Hill. She has one on soft ground. She's been placed on heavy ground against the mares, but no, she's done well. Whether she's up to an open sprint, listed open sprint race, remains to be seen, but she's going well. And you know, the speed up front, she's back midfield, and I reckon she'll hit the line good, yeah.
Another terrific mare that you've had for a long time, and she comes up every prep. And I'm just going off her first up run in the spring, Gerald, in the Group 2 Scirocco, when she was terrific running third behind Invincibella.
Yeah, I think she's ran in that race 3 years in a row now, and she's ran two-thirds and a fourth. Mm. You know, she runs really well in that race. But, you know, she's mare getting ready for the mare's race and Magic Mean. She ran fourth in it last year, and she got a kick off somewhere, and they just forget all about her last run. They went too hard on the heavy track that day. But she's freshened up good. She had a couple of weeks out, and she's freshened up good, and she looks very, very well.
Gerald, just quickly, back to Deploy, what's your plans with him? We know he's a high-quality sprinter. He's not out of place in the feature sprints in the autumn. There is some handy sprint races over summer, but we know he'll get plenty of weight each and every time he steps out. What's your thinking going forward after today?
Well, the idea is come back and run him today and then run him in the razor sharp in a fortnight, and then sort of thinking of giving him a breather. Come on and run him around on the real hard tracks through the middle of the summer. You know, in these races coming up, he's going to have 61 all the time, so because they're all quality handicaps, so he's going to be up there all the time. But the idea is perhaps only give him two runs and then back off and wait for the autumn with him, you know.
No, fair enough. Well, Gerald, look forward to seeing Red Excitement and Deploy and Magic Alibi this afternoon. Best of luck at Rose Hill today.
No worries. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Gerald.
Good on you, Gerald. Gerald Ryan going through those runners. James Cummings about to join us. If we can ring James, because he's just texting me that we better get to him now. So we'll just try him before we go to the break. Scratching out of the last Asterius, race 9, number 9 has come out.
A couple of important scratchings now, Andrew, isn't there? So Asterius, another one, was right in the market, so.
And Abdon has come out to race four, number five, in the ATC Cup. So it's just coming out. I'm working backwards here, Ray. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Charlene and I mentioned Strasbourg. So that's the situation for Rosehill. They're just about to go in from when they do. We'll read them out probably after James Cummings. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm excellent. A lot of interest in the meeting today, Festival Stakes, Starlight and everything like that, and horses that are just heading far and wide and horses that are probably spelling or coming back into work at Godolphin for the autumn ahead.
Yeah, that's quite right. You know, it's not too far away to start gearing some horses up for the autumn carnival. Some plans are already underway to be discussed and put in place. So you're quite right. Not least to mention the Magic Beans are just around the corner.
Mm. Yeah. Good morning.
Ray. Just on that point, because I actually thought about it last night, because you were there last year and bought. Are you keen to get a runner in to the two-year-old race?
Yeah, we'd love to. I don't think this will be the year, but we've got a filly there that might run in the Wyong Magic Beans next, and we'll see how she goes.
Is that Exhilarates, okay. James?
That's right.
Yeah, she's an improving type. So
she was a bit unlucky not to get up last week. But, yeah. Yeah, she looks like she's come through it well.
Yep, no, we'll look forward to her. James, the two-year-old team is going really well at the moment. We saw Tissot last week. He really made a statement, and he was in the paddock by Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right. Look, he's just having some problems now, and we'll gear him up to be ready to go in February next year.
Okay. Well, will he concentrate on a Sydney prep? Is that the thinking with Tissot?
Yeah, that's the thinking that we've got at the moment.
Okay. James, you have scratched Kamichi, but you still have a first starter in the two-year-old opener this afternoon, a Lonro filly called Aetheri, who may not have run brilliant time in her Rosehill trial win, but, geez, she's a lovely mover.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful action, and you know, she's not a strong, imposing two-year-old filly, but mm-hmm. But she's got a good style. She's got a bit of natural speed about her, really good closing speed. And I think that whilst this is an even race, I still feel like you're going to need to have a pretty fair two-year-old to get up and win today. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there are some in that race alone, horses like Torched, trialled down for Wayne there in Melbourne, looked really good. I've got to be impressed by the winner Stronger on debut. Yep. And Chimeric, well, he's first up, second preparation. He's bound to have come on a lot from what we saw, what natural ability we saw from that horse back earlier before and in the Breeders' Plate. So look, very, very wary and respectful of the opposition there, but we would love to see Aetheri get up and be competitive today.
Yeah, we say it every week, don't we, James? Even last week when we just had the four runners in the two-year-old race, the depth of the two-year-old racing, even in this time of year in Sydney, there's no gimmies.
No, not at all. And it's often this time of year the most exciting race on the card. The two-year-olds that are there, many of them are on debut. They're coming out of smart trials. They've got lovely pedigree. Seen a lot of them as yearlings, and they're like Christmas present tray. They're all wrapped up. You can shake them and measure them from the outside, but until you take the wraps off,
you just don't know what's inside, do you? I hope we still got you there, James. In the second two runners, Regimen was very good second up, and Gong's back from some strong racing in Melbourne, and she wasn't beaten all that far last start, so on paper, a form doesn't read that well, but this is the sort of race she could really fire, Gong's.
Yeah, I could see her running a really good race today. She comes out of a respectful performance up the straight against some good fillies, and she drops nicely in weight. Her only two wins come at 1,100 metres, and she's won at this course in distance. I'd like to see her get back to that, but she's got to sort of reclaim some of that pace she was showing as an early two-year-old.
Yeah, and Regimen, there is three scratching, so she comes into gate 11. That's a little awkward, but as I mentioned, that second up run was an eye-catcher.
I thought she stormed to the line really well. It was such a fast pace that she was bound to come on from that. And it was I thought, a really nice improvement on a first-up effort where she really looked like she was needing the run. So look for her to continue to improve as her preparation keeps unfolding.
And then down to race six, James, and Godolphin has both Duke of Valentinois and Spectroscope in the Festival Stakes. And horses, I dare say, you're heading towards the Villiers with, and a bit of a cut in the ground this afternoon will suit both of these.
Yeah, that's right. Like, Duke of Valentinois has been sort of racing in relatively good form this time in. I thought his run was a little on the flat side on Cup Day. So we decided to freshen him up and bring him to a race like this as a nice prelude into the Villiers if he's capable. And I've liked the way he's trained going into it. I really like the first up run of Spectroscope at Randwick on the soft. So he's going to enjoy the conditions that he hasn't seen quite a lot of since he first got off the plane in Australia. And then a little luckless last time in a strong 7 furlong race that should have him ready for 1500 today.
Yep. In the Starlight Stakes, you've got a horse in great form, Marsupial. He was terrific at Randwick on Cup Day, running out down Tactical Advantage, and he saddle mate Badajoz, who I probably needs to lift, James.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But look, Marsupial is just really flying. He's a horse that looks great. He keeps training well every time we step him out for the gallops, and I'd like to think that he's still on the improve. Mm-hmm. He has won three out of his past seven starts. And I think he's really putting it all together. Looked great on the gallops on the grass on Tuesday morning, and he steps up against stronger opposition again. Invincible Star has to be respected off a freshen up, and look, this would be a good result if he get up here. But the other horse, Badajoz, I could see him settling a little closer from the inner gate and being ridden for a little bit of luck. But he's training like a horse that's ready to run a better race.
In race eight, James, you brought Revenue and Bojess back from Melbourne, where they're both unplaced. Their form prior to that in Sydney was very good. Revenue, in particular, I think, is bursting to win a race, James.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, he's carried on average these past six starts over 60 kilos.
Mm.
So now that he drops in a harder race over a little further to 55 kilos, you know, I kind of like that for the horse today. He's letting down well, and he was never really in the hunt up the straight there at Flemington. But Willie Buick was pretty confident if I stepped him up 1,300 metres, he'd be hard to beat next time. He actually gave him a better feel than it looked. And we know the horse was knocking on the door with two nice seconds prior to that. I'd expect that horse to go pretty close today. I think he's going to have to do well though to hold out Bojess, who was very strong against 50 Stars, and you know, even his stablemate Haunted ran third in the strong 7 furlong race that he competed in last time. He was wide all the way. The blinkers had gone on that day, and I think that with them remaining on from an inner gate, can't help but run well Bojess today.
And down to the last, James, two chances in the last. Drockage are bringing back in distance and might be a fraction short for him, but Gaulois, a lot of good judges have found him today. He was very, very good first up.
He was, yeah. Look, he ran in a race and the tempo, there was just no tempo in it. They just went no gallop at all. But he couldn't have been any better getting to the line really strongly first up. This is more suitable for the horse up to 1500 metres, and it's a little on trial today to see what sort of race he can get to next time. Hopefully he's good enough to shoulder the 59 up against these sort of horses, run a good race for Hugh and give us the sort of feel that we need. But look, I can appreciate that Sexy Eyes is in very good form. And if he's able to get a nice run, probably settle a little closer than he did first up.
Mm-hmm.
He's potentially in for a really good campaign, but he's certainly moving and feeling like a horse that's ready to hit a patch of form.
And just finally, James, one runner at the Valley this afternoon. Will you run Demolition from the wide barrier?
I will run Demolition. Last time I checked, it's nearly a world record of scratching for that race.
Okay.
Nine out of it.
So that'll help him. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll run him. His second jump out was really quite eye catching, and we like the way the horse is. We really like the way the horse is going. So can run a very bold race fresh that horse.
Terrific. Look, James, the stable's had a great first 4 months of the new season, and let's hope that winning momentum continues today. Thanks for joining us, James.
Thanks, Ray. Cheers.
Well, just before you go, James, I look over most things at Sky Sports Radio, and to be honest, I'm starting to get a little bit just over the top now about poor Tally V. Cummings. The photos seem to be produced, and what makes me nervous is because one day they'll find one of me, and they'll want to say that. But we've been sent one here of a very young James Cummings. Now, I hope it's a very young James Cummings. Can you see us?
I can't, no, I'm out at Osborne Park. What have you got up there?
You're about a year old, I reckon, James.
Yeah, of a crawling James Cummings.
Well, I might have thrown him a bit of barley, early there. That could be my son, Harvey.
It could be.
Is it? Yeah, and I text poor Tally and I said, are you sure this is James Cummings? And to give it all up, because this is the last time any photos will be used between poor Tally and Cummings. But you're trading photos to get on air.
I think there's a few tiger sharks out that Warwick Farm trainer's hut over there. I've got to be careful.
All right. Good luck today. Hope it's a winning one for you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
See you, James.
Thanks, James. James Cummings. We're going to take a break. Please take that photo off, Robbie. We're going to take a break here on
What's
Sky.
That, Andrew?
We're running really... I don't know. We're going to take a break because we're running really late here and we've got scratchings. I know I haven't done the interims, but we're 5 minutes from doing them all in total. So we're going to take a break then. A quick one with Peter Snowden.
Unwrap awesome at Rosehill Gardens Christmas Race Day, Saturday, December 8th. Get your festive season celebrations off to a flying start with an exciting 9-race program and entertainment, including a visit from Santa, festive cocktails and live DJs. Christmas hospitality packages available with menus from award-winning chefs and unsurpassed views of the action. Advanced tickets from $12. Christmas hospitality packages from $99. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Don't miss summer's ultimate race for hometown pride, the $75,000 TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final, Doomben today. 16 True Blue Hometown Hero Country Cup winners will go head-to-head to decide who will be Queensland's Country Cups champion. The TAB Queensland Country Cups Challenge Final, part of Australia's number one summer carnival, Doomben today.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1800 858 858.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sun, now Boom First Crop sire. From Princess Marissa, a stakes winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic, Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ. Scratching's coming up in a moment for all our meetings, including Rose Hill. Ray Thomas. Ray, you're going to have a chat now with Peter Snowden.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. Sorry to keep you waiting, Pete. You've scratched Strasbourg from the opener?
Yeah, Ray, we'll keep him for Newcastle tomorrow.
Fair enough. Nice horse. But you have got Stronger, this well-bred, not a single doubt colt, and he couldn't have been more impressive at Kembla on debut, Pete.
I did a good job. Pretty professional. I think he's done right from the get-go. He's been good. Yeah, we'll find out a bit more about him today.
Probably similar to Wooshka in the second. Did a good, tough job to win at Canterbury last start. This is a harder race, though.
Yeah, absolutely. She's drawn a good gate, probably a good thing for her. She'll race forward again, and showed you today once she got the front, she was able to race much more tractable. Mm. And she'd been struggling to get form with that win the other day. Hopefully, done her some good, and she can bounce off that run well again today.
And then down to the Festival Stakes, Pete, and Grand Rosso, back up from Melbourne. Does he race better in Sydney, do you think, than he does in Melbourne?
I think he does, Ray. He sort of spent most of his time in Melbourne. Mm. I think when he did appreciate the change in direction when he came back up here originally. And he runs in Melbourne being okay, but just lacking that bit of zip at the end. I think he's going okay. He's certainly off a fresh start. He's been great up here the last 2 or 3 weeks. He's been really good. So expecting run probably a lot better than his price suggests today.
Yeah, as you mentioned, his last two runs in particular in the weekend Hustler at Caulfield and the Sale Cup, both just behind the place getters, and he hit the line strongly in both, Pete.
Yeah, they were good solid runs, right, without getting carried away with them. So hopefully the change of direction will switch him back on, and he looks in great order. Probably race a bit closer to the speed today, we're thinking that in that field, and should give himself every chance.
And spending to win in the Starlight Stakes, Pete, he's normally usually is a very, very consistent horse, as his record shows. 4 wins, 13 placings from 20 starts. He was very good at Caulfield first up, but things just didn't work out for him at Sandown and the Dubton Stakes.
No, he's caught up in a speed duel, Ray, as 5 or 6 went in a line together, and they were just all over Asia, all dropped out, and the winner just swamped late. So I think it's just total forgive run, really. And look, he's been great since he's been back. You're right, he's 11-meter form is very good and looks to map really well today, so he's in with a good chance today for sure.
I was going to say, Pete, there's plenty of speed, obviously, in the Starlight. At Caulfield, he tucked in behind the tempo, got the job done. He may get a very similar run here.
Let's hope so. It appears that way, but it doesn't always appear how we want it to.
Yeah.
It does look just that nice for him.
And just finally, Pete, I know you've got a good team in at Kemble this afternoon, but a couple in particular, Rio de Janeiro, a horse got a bit of time for, and Lion's Head, both resuming.
Yeah, both. It's a heavy 8 down there, which is surprising.
Yeah.
But I've scratched a few of them, but those two should get through the wet okay. Rio de Janeiro, he's a nice horse, only lightly raced. Did show a little bit last time through, and he will appreciate further later on. And Lion's Head, his 2 or 3 runs he had last time in were solid, and raced well on this track before, so anticipating a good run from him first up.
Yeah, both nice chances. Pete, again, sorry for keeping you waiting, but appreciate your time, and the very best of luck at Rose Hill today.
Appreciate it, Ray, anytime.
Thanks, Pete.
Good on you, Pete. Peter Snowden going through them. We're going to go to the scratchings now, and then in our preview hour, Ray will be back with Simon Dinopoulos and also with Glenn Munsey. But let's check out all the scratchings. We started Rose Hill, fine and a soft 5, the Penno 5.28, and it is expected that the track will get to a 4 at some stage through the day. Race 1, take out 4, Kiyomichi, 7, Strasbourg, 10, 24, Carat, and 12, Outer Reach. 4, 7, 10, and 12. Race 2, number 2, Envy of All, 4, Charlene, 11, Rare Episode, and 12, Only Want to Sing. 2, 4, 11, and 12. The third, number 3, Rioli, 4, Nick Anita, 7, Carruthers, 9, Legion of Boom, 10, Let's Rebel, 13, Foxy LaBelle, 14, Rev It Up Red Nut, 17, Under Pressure, and 19, Tiata. 3, 4, 7, 9, 10, 13, 14, 17, and 19. Race 4, number 5, Abdon, and 7, Smart As You Think, 5 and 7. Race 5, number 4, Muravay, number 4. Race 6 is clear, the Festival Stakes. Race 7, the Starlight. Take out number 9, Test the World, number 9. Race 8, number 1, Sir Plush, and 7, Blue Tycoon, 1 and 7. And race 9, number 9, Asterius, 10, Macmaker, 13, Black Sail, and 15, Mansour Sisu, 9, 10, 13, and 15. That's the information for Rose Hill today, with the first at 1:15. We go to Kembla, where it's going to be a nice day. They're overall heavy 8. Most of the track is in the soft range, but the last 200 metres is in the heavy 8. Race 1, take out 3, Rabanz, and 7, Santonio Lad, 3 and 7. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 2, Beedy, 3, Evict, and 6, Inherit, 2, 3 and 6. The fourth, number 2, Go Gold Coast, 3, Home Scene, and 14, River Bird, 2, 3, and 14. The fifth, number 1, Given Time, 2, Fabricator, 5, Estravito, and 7, Gulbertson, 1, 2, 5, and 7. Race 6, The Emergency is out, number 16. Race 7, 2, Devil's Luck, 4, Concave, 5 Flying Mojo, 7 Ocean Dash, 8 Walkinshaw, and 9 collectively. 2, 4, 5, 7, 8, and 9. And race 8, number 1, Destiny's Hero, and 8, Love One. 1 and 8. That's the information for Kembla for the meeting there. Wagga is the other New South Wales tab program today. Fine and a good 3. Race 1, take out number 13. Race 2, number 1. The third, number 2. Race 4 at Wagga, the scratchings are 3, 4, 9 and 16. Race 5, take out 2 and the emergencies, 14, 15 and 16. And race 6, take out 9 and 13. To Moonee Valley in Melbourne, 31 degrees in Melbourne today. The track's in the good 4 range and the rail is true. Penetrometer, 4.65. Race 1, number 6, B and Coney Magic, number 6. Race 2, number 5, Crystal Bow, number 5. The 3rd, number 10, Soaring Eagle, and 11, Vivi Valentina, 10 and 11. The 4th, number 8, Full of Theories, and 9, So You Dream, 8 and 9. Race 5 is clear. Moonee Valley Race 6, number 6, Urac, 10, Areno, and 11, Honey Esprit, 6, 10 and 11. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, number 1, Rhythm to Spare, 6, Chorizo, 9, Marmamedes, and 11, Pleasuring, 1, 6, 9, and 11. And Race 9, take out 1, Sheriff Jon Snow, 4, Fast Cash, 6, This Kid Rocks, 8, Cash Crisis, 11, Mystified, 12, Sabotage, 13, Fabe and Ski, and the emergency 16 and 17. 1, 4, 6, 8, 11, 12, 13, 16 and 17 out of the last of Moonee Valley. To Doomben, tracks are soft 5 after some watering took place last night. A warm day, it'll be back into the good range very early in the program. Of course, there are now behind us, but these are current scratchings at Doomben. And race 1, take out 2, Cool Sequence, 10, Mia's Got Class, 11, Cabin Fever, 12, Don't Know You, Don't You Know Him, 14, Viral, and 16, Seen Too Many. Race 2 at the moment is clear. The 3rd, 15, Serious Witness, and 16, The Emergency. Race 4, number 2, Apollo Boom, 5, Lucky Meteor, 6, Snatch, and 14, Spirit and Fire. Race 5 at Doomben, 4, Boomstress, 7, Cuban Mint, 9, Mashani Blossom, and 10, Oki Chukopi. Race 7, number 8, Archer's Paradox, 13, Spirit's Choice, and 14, Champagne Daisy has come out. Race 8, number 9, Looks Like Elvis, number 9, and Race 9, number 9, Hingis Rose, Race 9, number 9. They're the current scratchings. Of course, they haven't gone in from there at Brisbane. And also the case for Morfordville Parks. They watered last night. 7 mil went on and a warm day coming up. Track is a good 4. Race 1, number 2, South Street Boss. And 6, Yes, Yes, Yes. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 6, Go Straight and Hard, number 6. The 4th, number 4, Piero's Promise, number 4. Race 5, number 2, Scuzo, and 4, Strategic Demand, 2 and 4. Race 6, number 2, He is Golden, 5, Honey Esprit, and 6, Mr. J, 2, 5 and 6. Race 7, number 9, Trumped, and Race 8, Gold, number 8, Golden Gaga, and 10, Mr. Kano, 8 and 10. Scratchings there for Morfordville Parks. A break and then American Racing for 1, the rest of us back looking at Rose Hill.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sire, now Boom First Crop sire. From Princess Marisa, a stakes winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic, Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Christmas is coming to Clarendon. Experience the festive season of racing at Hawkesbury Race Club Sunday Christmas Party Race Days, December 9 and 16. It's racing into Christmas at Hawkesbury, featuring live music, kids entertainment, Santa and great prizes. Make Sunday, December 9 and 16 your Christmas party at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon, or parking is free. Entry only $10, free for ATC members, children and concession card holders. Visit hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
It's Brett Ogle here, standing in a Drummond golf store, completely naked. Don't worry, madam, everything's fine. I'll be fully clothed in a minute, because only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in clubs, bags, buggies, accessories, shoes, and you'll be happy to hear, clothing. In fact, for the best range in golf gear, you really can't beat Drummond Golf.